to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
All right, so we got a big announcement to make today. We're also going to be joined by a comedian, but first, Piano Pals. Are you not entertained?
Is this not why you're here? Hey!
And that has to be my podcast of the year so far. I can't wait for the podcast awards at the end of the year.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's my favorite episode, man.
So in case you haven't seen it, just to give context. So last week, Sfiso and Tahi were talking about how Gigi LeMayne and Reason, Sfiso Alakine are now dating. And they thought it was a downgrade from Loot Love.
Sfiso brought it up, yeah.
Sfiso brought it up. And then yesterday, Sfiso Alakine joined them on Piano Pulse.
Pull up!
Yeah. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Then I pull up, Birdman, pull up, go play with my name.
A few moments later.
I'll start with you, Paduka. What were your thoughts, man?
Oh, man. My thoughts, firstly. I'm watching like June, July. But you know what? My thing is, man, it's cute, you know, and you're admirable as well. The fact that Sfiso stood up for his girl clearly didn't land properly on his girl. You know what I mean? It's like if we're walking and a dude says something about my woman, there's two kinds of men. There's a guy who's going to, you know, confront it, call it out. And then there is somebody else who's going to like, baby, man. You know, so I'm a public figure. It's okay. You know what I mean? So for me, I really admired that. And also,
I think everybody did, man.
Yeah.
Well, some people were like, nah, he's reaching. They're public figures. You know, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
At Kaya this morning, everybody was like talking about it, you know?
Yeah.
And there was a whole thing. Some people were like, nah, he's reaching, man. They're public figures. Whatever, you know? And that's another thing. The whole country wasn't talking about this till, you know, Alakine made it big.
Yeah.
But what I found funny was, is it true that the context... So it's funny because we watched the clip in the beginning, right?
Yes.
And it's funny because it's from last week.
Yeah.
And then Sfiso was like, no, let me think the context. He's like, let me think the context, man. We're like, nigga, there's no context.
Bro,
and then it's like, yeah. The context was, you were killing it. You were killing it on live. You were killing it on live, man. And now, you know we're killing it. But yeah, I was just saying, you were killing it back then on live. I was like, nigga, you didn't say that. And then throws a whole team under the bus. He's like, oh yeah, they cut that part out.
I thought it was family. Yeah. I thought it was going to be kept amongst the family. I've never seen Sfiso so quiet, and all of a sudden he had amnesia. He couldn't remember what did he say.
The context.
And he had to recall his thoughts.
What was funny for me is when he was apologizing. You know, when he was starting to suck Caesar's dick, right? Mm-hmm. There was a point where I thought he was gonna go. They looked all those tandoors. They looked
all. Come on, for real. No, but do you think he shouldn't have apologized? Because I like the fact that he then, you know, apologized because he saw how maybe it was damaging to either Gigi, or he saw where he went wrong and he said that. What do you think of the apology? I think he did right by apologizing.
Look,
it takes a man to apologize.
I admire all three of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I admire Tahi for keeping the shades on, you know, keeping that same energy, standing on his ground and what he said and whatever, right? I admire Reason for protecting his woman.
You gotta protect your woman, man.
I didn't agree with some of the things he said, but I admire him just for protecting his
woman.
I'll get into that.
Okay, cool.
And then also, I admire Sfiso, although I was a bit disappointed, right? Because I would have liked him to keep the shades on, keep that same energy, right? The same way Tahi
was. Especially because he brought it up,
right? Exactly, right? But I think he saw that this guy is fired up.
Mm.
He's not listening.
Yeah.
And this could get, not violent, but it could heat up, you know? So well, let me be...
Potentially it could have.
Yeah, but let me be the bigger man.
Yeah, Reason has slapped Nota for the shit he has said about Reason, you know, when you met him.
Yeah.
So Reason got hands.
Yeah.
So I think Sfiso saw that, hey, this can get out of hand. Let me just be the one in the room that tries to calm things down.
Yeah. So that my jaw doesn't get tested. I'm going to test your jaw. I'm going to test your jaw.
But that was podcast gold, man.
It was. Mm. Okay. Did you guys delete the was there a part? Did you delete the context, Fizzle's context? Because he said you guys deleted his context.
You know what happened? Because it's Thabang who edits this show. Mm. So he did. You know what? Sfiso asked him that, look, man, I know Reason, so I know he might not like this. So even after the episode, he said, Dudu, can you call Reason and tell him, Guti, this is what we said.
He tried to reach out to Reason.
And then Reason was like, they said what? Oh, okay, no, I don't want to hear all that, you know? Mm. Please, if you're saying you're going to cut it, cut it. Sfiso was like, please, make sure you cut that conversation to Thabang. Thabang, I see the episode playing and I see the Reason part. I'm like, okay, what happened, Shorts? He says it wasn't going to have context if he just cut it. It wasn't going to be clean. So he cut part of the conversation. He couldn't cut the entire thing. Because if he heard the rest of the conversation, it could have been worse. Because they went
Reason would have gone back and hit them and stuff. You know? Oh, hey, play it! Play it! Play it!
Play it! Content.
Play it!
That's the trend.
I know your phone's been busy, it's been blowing up. Why do people think it was a setup?
Yeah, like you didn't tell the guys that Reason is coming to pull up on them.
Because he wasn't coming to pull up on them. He came to have a conversation with Sfiso off air. That was the plan, right? And they saw Reason walking in and he went to sit at the
corner.
While
they were shooting.
Yes. He went to sit. No, actually, we were done with the first shoot. So we were just having a quick briefing session for the next shoot. We had a double shoot.
Two shoots, yes.
Yes. So they saw Reason sitting over there and Sfiso said, I'll go. I'm planning on going to talk to him anyway. So we start the show. Then Reason says, can I just jump on and just address this thing? Because it was said on air anyway. So I might as well, you know? Okay. Yeah, you can.
And we always give right of reply.
People deserve a right of reply.
Yeah. True. It's just that it didn't happen in the manner that they expected. Mm. Like, as in, tell them the previous day that, look, prepare yourselves.
Reason's coming. Yeah, you could tell they were caught off guard.
They were shell shocked, man. Yeah. Like,
they were, you know, caught off guard. I think that's why Sfiso was trying to
especially
remember.
She's a meme now. She's a meme of Aniste. Aniste.
The closing the eyes.
No, but I think you did well, Dudu, man.
I get that, but I think everyone feels like, you were unfair to the guys. Literally, my Instagram,
they're
just on random
names.
Pictures. Yeah, on random pictures, someone will just comment and say, you're a traitor. You know?
Yeah, they're calling you names. They're calling you names.
People are like, you should have, yes, you need to get a written warning. Blah, blah, blah. Other time, Taka said, do you just like Mac? You don't have a soul.
Damn, bro. you don't have a soul, dog.
I'm like, okay, worst things have happened in life, man. I don't think it was bad. It was a confrontation. Reason just got angry because of the back and forth. Because you saw when he started out, it was just like, I came to address this. Mm. And then Tahi responded. That back and forth, then he got heated up, you know, which wasn't anticipated, but it turned out that way.
Oh, Tahi's my fighter. Yeah. Tahi. And it was right next to him. He's like, I'm not backing down, my nigga.
But that's Tahi's whole thing. If you back down, then it's going to be like, I got all that bravado and that talk, you know, that you talk Gandhi. You know what I mean?
What I didn't agree with Reason is the fact that he was saying that they shouldn't have opinions about him and his relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Because, dude, once you're public, it's fair game, bro.
Yes.
We can have an opinion about anything. We can talk about your wife today, tomorrow it's your shoe, your toes, your head. It's fair game, bro. Like, you can't be public and dictate what we must have opinion, what we mustn't.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Where do you get that privilege to say that? Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So I agree, like, it's fair game, dog. If you're a public figure, we will talk about you. If you don't want us to talk about you, then be a doctor or something. Be private. Yeah,
don't date meanie. Don't date meanie. If you're a doctor and date meanie, then we'll talk about you. You know what I mean? You're free game.
No, but am I lying, dog?
Nah, bro. People always write about you. They'll always talk about you. And some opinions really do hurt. And I get where it may have hurt, you know? To be called a downgrade is brutal. Mm. You know what I mean? That's like when we say, Casper's song is horrible. That's brutal. Yeah. But it is an opinion. You know what I mean? It is our opinion as well.
So him saying...
But it's okay for him, though.
But
it's okay for him to respond. It's okay for Reason to respond.
So Taki can't have an opinion or Sfiso about the whole dating thing, but he can have an opinion about their opinions because he said their opinions are trash.
He was responding.
But what I'm saying is that whose opinion is more valued then? It's all opinions at the same of the day, at the end of the day.
Theirs was unsolicited. But it's not that's not the same comparison. But like opinions are opinions, man. Everybody's always going to have them. Me, for example, it depends what you say about my woman. And I'm me. I'm not Reason. I'm not Caesar. We're very different, you know. If you swear at my woman, it's a whole different thing. You know what I mean? But that comment, I can see how it could hurt. And I think it's because we don't know what happened behind closed doors. And I think he knows how much it hurt his woman. Or maybe it didn't hurt his woman. Maybe it hurt him. It really got to him. He was well within his rights, though, to respond.
He was well within his rights to respond. I'm just saying that the moment you try silence people and tell them what they can and cannot say about you as a public figure is where I don't agree with. Because it's fair game, dog. If you're going to be in the space, you must know people will talk about you. They will talk about your marriage. They'll talk about your wife. They'll talk about your music. Especially if you put it out there.
If you're in an Uber, they'll talk. Oh, yeah. Fuck. We saw him in an Uber.
If the guys,
in a taxi at
if the guys were talking about maybe a kid that hasn't been made public and no one knew about.
Now Kanye is saying Jay-Z's child is retarded. Jay-Z's kids are retarded.
Exactly. That's different.
A kid didn't sign up for it.
Exactly.
But
that's
both
different.
Of you as a couple, you've signed up for it.
And you've told the public that we are dating and it's public knowledge. Then on what grounds are we not supposed to talk about you? Because then it's freedom of speech, dog. Mm. If you can't handle it, get out the kitchen. Be something else, bro. You got to have thick skin in this game, bro. You got to have thick skin, bro.
And you can't restrict people on what they discuss.
Yes.
So conversations can go any direction.
We talk holes
like
shit,
you can't. And obviously, we don't want to cultivate kind of push this thing of people must be shut down. Because now then it goes back to
then
freedom of
speech.
Then
we're going to end up like Popcast. That's why Popcast died.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were friends of everyone.
Everyone's song was dope. Every album was dope, can't you?
Every song was
not
dope.
Every song can be dope.
Yeah. True, though.
Hey, yeah, I remember watching an episode. Everything was dope.
Yeah, everything was dope. Everybody was cool. Everyone is doing well.
and Shame, look, Taki, as much as he didn't back down, he was trying to say, I'm calling it as I see it. But also, I didn't... Because, look... Caesar said you're calling it based on perception. And perception is calling it as you see it. And yeah. Taco should have just said, yeah.
Yes.
Taco should have just said, yeah. And everything else that Gigi Lamine does, maybe people don't know. You know, same thing when they said Pori doesn't donate to charity or whatever. And that's their perception. But actually, he does donate to charity, you know. Yeah. There's a whole lot of things that will never... So my thing is, we can never not comment on things because we don't know everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then, because we don't know everything about everything.
Oh. Yes.
I mean, half the things that are in the news, we don't know. Oh, that's why following week, there'll be an update to that story when there's new developments.
Bro, and how many times do rappers go on songs and said, hey, your girl is washing my dishes, or your girl, my girl is a 10 and yours is not.
Mm.
How many rappers say that? Mm. All the lyrics say that, dog.
Yeah.
Is that not opinion? Is that not opinion?
It is. It's hip-hop.
It's an opinion. It's hip-hop, dog.
Maybe if we dissected Reason's like lyrics, we could find a lot of...
Exactly.
Those, yeah, kind
exactly.
Of
but material. It's his opinion, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that... We're not arguing about whether an opinion is right or wrong, but I'm arguing about the fact that someone... has an opinion, we can't debate that. Everybody's allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Whether it hurts or not, but you can't take away someone's opinion. Then what are we going to do? Might as well stop podcasting, bro.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have cut the part out then. The parts that you cut out that you said were going to be worse. Okay, can I ask, why did you feel like those parts should be cut out and not the part that was actually in there? The parts that you said if you were, you would have kept them, it would have made the thing worse.
No, it was Shots. Shots is not here.
Yeah, it was Tabang.
Oh, Shots is off today.
It was here. It is now.
I think you went down as soon as you heard. Yeah.
You got an old Uber delivery or something.
Oh, but guys, other than that, bro, I think we are witnessing the golden years of podcasting, bro. I kid you not, man.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what happened yesterday was just raw. It was authentic. It was like, fuck, yeah.
Man, wishes that it happened here. I wish the nigga would. I wish the nigga would pull up.
Because I'm telling you, there's going to be a time where, like, maybe a few years down the line, when podcasting, there's money and people now do stunts it's not authentic, organic anymore. And people do things for views. You know, like how Piano started, like when niggas are hungry, it was about the soul and the message and whatever. Now, because of TikTok, everybody's just doing TikTok stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I really feel like these are the golden years for podcasting, man. Okay. It's crazy. Okay. And not just Piano Pulse, but like podcasters are kicking ass, bro. People are cooking out there. You guys don't think so?
Not all of them. There's so many, man. But there's a few podcasts that are cooking. Yeah. But we can't say it's a whole thing. Like there's because there's a whole lot of noise and just podcasts that are just there because the material is there. Everybody got a podcast, man. So there's a few exceptions that are really trying to do things differently and trying to push things. But yeah, I wouldn't be that excited, man. You're so excited. I wouldn't call it like that. Nah, I wouldn't put it like that, man. It's the one thing that happened that's cool, that's great, you know, but there's still a lot of work to be done generally.
Ah, here's the man of the moment. Shots.
Shots is here.
Just
got in. He's back. Mike. Thought he's not going to come to work today, fam.
Hey, you started a Marikana, are you, Shots? Yeah,
Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC. Baba.
So what part did you want to remove or what part did you remove? Like, what happened? Just give us context, man.
Okay, cool. So obviously, Sfiso and Sahi were going back and forth whether Reason downgraded or not, right? So, but after that, the conversation even went deeper, right? And that's when Sfiso gave me a call.
So did they start about talking about whether Gigi LeMayne is a downgrade or did it stem from somewhere else?
No, it started there. That's where it started, right?
So Sfiso is just like, Gigi LeMayne is a downgrade.
Because that's what we see. No. Yeah. You see Sfiso not saying any names, saying if a guy does this, and Sahi said, fuck this question mark shit. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, give names.
So there's no other context before that point.
No, there isn't. So I had to cut the conversation short, right? I had to cut. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because Sfiso was like, let me think of the context. No context. It's like, I'm still thinking of the context. Because he brought it up and he was so happy to bring it up.
Yeah, so I had to cut the conversation short. Sfiso called me to cut the conversation short. So where I cut it, I tried to make it as seamless as possible because here on Podcast and Show, we don't cut anything, right? So I had to make it seamless as possible.
After you cut.
Yeah, dog, he's like, yeah, we don't cut anything. They're like, you're cutting, dog. Shit.
Yeah, but they went into like, they went deeper, man. You know, they just kept roasting, you know.
Oh,
they're
roasting.
They were roasting.
Hey?
Who they roasting?
I remember they were roasting Gigi, bro, and Cizwe. Yeah, well, so, yeah, Sfiso called me and was like, yo, man, can we please cut that out? And Dudu also called me. She's like, Sfiso's requesting this. And I was like, no, say less, no problem.
Okay.
Hey, what were they roasting?
What did they say?
That was so many episodes ago. We shoot so many episodes. I can't recall the exact conversation.
Oh, now you forgot the roast. Forgot the content. Faulty hard drive.
Did you guys think about when he was talking about Gigi, like, what is he trying to say about his baby mama then?
Okay. It could be, and he didn't say this explicitly, but he could be saying that Gigi has a lot of value that we may not see. Because even Taki and Sfiso, it was a perceived value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he even said that, well, she works for a radio station and whatever. She's got bosses. Gigi LeMayne, not in everything she does, she has bosses.
And she's employed 300.
And like, she's the boss who's employed 300
people. Bring my phone. Let's ask ChatGPT, who's a downgrade.
Oh, wow. AI. Excuse me, we'll find an AI, bro. You'll find it.
But sorry, yes. As you were saying, sorry, yes.
Yeah. So I think Caesar was saying he's in a happier place. So how is it a downgrade if he's in a happier place and a loving place, you know? That's what I deduce. And he was saying that she does a whole lot more that if we knew, maybe we wouldn't easily, or people, or Tahi wouldn't easily say, this is a downgrade, because there's a whole lot of things we don't know that possibly, or in fact, in his case, make her an upgrade.
Mm.
You know? Like, she's the fact that she's a boss lady. Mm. And we don't know how she loves him. It's clear that the love is on fire. You know what I mean? Like, so to him, he has found love, possibly better love. So when he sees that his woman is being called a downgrade, when he probably feels and is experiencing an upgrade moment, you know, then obviously that's going to piss off any guy.
This is what ChatGPT says. Is dating Gigi LeMayne a downgrade from Loot Love?
That's a subjective question. Both Loot Love and Gigi LeMayne are talented and beautiful women.
Yes.
It ultimately depends on individual preferences and what Cesar Dlomo values in a partner.
Cesar
Dlomo? My nigga. I know, man.
Cesar's going to pull up on Cesar Dlomo.
Loot Love is a well-known media personality, model, and TV presenter, while Gigi LeMayne is a talented singer and songwriter. Both women have their unique qualities and strengths. It's also worth noting that relationships involve more than just public perception or comparisons.
What matters most
is the connection, compatibility, and love between the two individuals.
Yeah.
So whether Cesar Dlomo's relationship with Gigi LeMayne is an upgrade or downgrade from his previous relationship with Loot Love is a matter of personal opinion.
Man.
There we go.
Reason is going to Kaya.
What is he going to do with Kaya?
He's pulling up on Cesar Dlomo.
Oh, no one is pulling up on Cesar. Cesar pulls up on people. Cesar pulled up on Questa, pulled up on AKA, pulled up on. Who he pull up on?
Ricky Rick.
Cesar will pull up on anyone, bro.
Yeah, but it's not a pull up until the cameras are there now.
Yeah
they've set the standard.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's time for a big announcement. Also, please welcome our comedian for the day. It's Fabi Moloi's brother, yeah?
Kabane. Oh, you're correct, bro. Come through, man.
Yeah. Penduka.
Yeah.
It's official.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh. Say it now.
It's happening.
Come out of
ladies
it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Podcast and Chill Network is going on DSTV.
Making TV great again.
We are going to make TV great again, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, man.
But wait, there's more. It's not just us. So it's not just the shows on the network.
Yes.
Joining us, we've got some other podcasters, content creators who are going to be making TV great again.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sol Penduka, please, we'll introduce the first content creator, one of the biggest in the country that we have right now.
One of the biggest in the country. If you didn't know, you'd think his name meant... Keep quiet, let's hear. Tula Sizwe, as you sit in an awkward date with him, like an aux cable, king of the awkward dates, Tula Sizwe.
So.
What up, La Sizwe? What up, La Sizwe? I'm sorry, but I love your full name. Tula Sizwe's pure Dambuza. But hey, people know you as La Sizwe. Good morning.
Good morning. It's finally happening. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Congratulations, La Cesar. We are going on DSTV. Specifically are going to be on Mzansi Magic every single Saturday at 9 p.m.
Wow.
Awkward dates with La Cesar. Just tell us, man, what's your feeling right now? What can people expect? What's going on, bro?
Yeah, man.
Oh. Firstly, congratulations to you guys also. Like, we are one team. Internet is now on television. How crazy.
Yeah, man.
You know, this is such a community. And we're finally doing it. You know, we've always been, you know, the outside kids. We have to fight for things and people don't believe in us. And now we're on TV to make TV great again. So I feel very honored. I feel very blessed and very, very grateful. And I'm excited to bring Awkward Date to television. Like, we are here. Sesingeni is Pagati Inside.
Pagati Inside!
Pagati!
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Lasizwe.
Well done.
Hey, Lasizwe, please bring your million followers. We need the numbers, chief.
Yeah, please. We need the numbers.
I actually now have a question since now we're on TV. Mac, are you going to go on a date with me now?
Ah, consider it done. Say less. Say less.
The podcast and chill exclusive. We got it.
Danko, that's Lasizwe. All right, so who's next, man?
The next
who's
guy,
next that's next joining us on this journey?
The next guy is a dangerous man. Ah. In fact, he takes no prisoners unless he's recording a podcast and then he invites them. Skip GP.
Commander in chief, well done. Congratulations, chief.
Leadership, grace and peace. Nigre, gentlemen.
No, we're good, man. We're good. So you are joining us on Mzansi Way 2. You're going to be on Thursdays, 5:30. What can people expect? How are you feeling, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, Mona, it's a heat after heat. Actually, Bengfuna Guti, over and above the chillers punch, man, it's paid. It's a podcast and chill, my fan. Because no, we are ecstatic, over the moon, we are happy. And I'm hoping good people are ready, chief. Because the ongana ngevo shushilo last year is a good time. No, this time is ngena pagati inside. So I'm so excited to be part of this one big family and actually to rub shoulders with the Lord. Yes, TV Nabu Mekji. Hey, Mchan. Ushilo, what to say less? I'm happy me out.
That's Kim GP, man. Make some
noise. Well done.
All right, moving on to the next content creator who's joining us on this beautiful journey.
Bro.
We are making TV a grain. This is history in the making. Dude. No one is doing this. No one in the world that I know of is doing this, right?
No
this is
one.
A first of a kind,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And will you do the honors? Who's
the next?
The next
guy, bro. Oh, people are going to be excited, man, for this guy. His parents named him Joseph Malisela Malahela. And that's what you do when he approaches you with your girl. You become a Malahela. Like any phone left. Joseph Dari.
Joseph, welcome, man. You're also going to be on Mzansi Magic Saturdays at 9:30. What can people expect? How are you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like I'm over the moon. You know what I mean? And yeah, let's shake this shit up, bro. But I feel like I think people can expect just more content, more tours, the whole country, and yeah, just having fun with the content creation.
Look at God, man. You started off by suing us. Now we're working together, chief.
Who would have thought, man?
I've never sued you, my brother. You're the only guy that I felt like suing is going to mess up a lot of opportunities, you know. But in time, it's just about, yeah, I feel like, yeah, man. But like, I just feel like it's happening now, you know.
Yeah. No, I can't wait, man. And shout out to you, man. Your content is on fire and I can't wait to see it on TV, bro.
And don't forget to tell them we're still shooting with the phone. That's important for them to know.
Yes, still with the phone. It's going nowhere, chief.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere, brother.
Appreciate you, man. That's Joseph Diary. And last but not least, we couldn't get them on the call. I think they're busy shooting or something like that. But the last podcast that's going to be joining us is Open Chat!
Award-winning podcast of the year 2024 at the Sasmus.
Yeah, man. We're going to be Ashkarining there. What do they say? Ashkarining
the quail.
Paranoia, whatever.
Yeah, the staff, yeah, man. You know, the rewind and the main show, the exhibition.
The highest level.
So, yeah, man. So, that's everybody, bro. I'm so excited. Excited. I can't wait. For me, it's like a, because I started on TV, right? So it's like a 360 full
circle
to go back on TV.
Yeah.
Doing it our own way and we're in charge.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's quite confusing, but bear with us. This is what it looks like. So we are taking over Mzansi Way 2, right? From Monday until Saturday. This is what the scheduling looks like. So on Monday at 5:30, it's going to be Piano Pulse. Tuesday, 5:30, we've got PNC. People Need Comedy with Pops and the rest of the gang, right? Wednesday is going to be us, Podcast and Chill. We're going to be doing exclusive interviews for DSTV. So stuff that you won't find on the internet, brand new interviews, exclusive for DSTV. Because if you realize, we stopped doing interviews this year, but we bring it back just for this one, yeah?
Shout out. Nice. So they're just going to be on it. So you can't wait for a week and find it on the YouTube channel, yeah?
It's
going to live on DSTV. Yes. Shout out.
And then Thursday, 5:30 on Mzansi Way 2 will be Scheme GP.
And then Friday, 5:30, will be open chats. Mm. And then Saturday is at 8:30 on Mzansi Way 2, we'll be spreading humors. Mm.
Oh.
And at the same time, Saturday is at 9 p.m. on Mzansi Magic. We've got Awkward Dates with Lasizwe. And then 9:30, Joseph Diary does his thing on Mzansi Magic. And that's the schedule,
I can't
bro.
Wait to see your awkward date with Lasizwe. That's going to be fun. Can't wait for all the content, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is amazing. Pushing the envelope, moving the needle, you know, once again. It's what we do, man, you know?
And please, chillers, we need you guys to watch in numbers because I honestly believe that one day we can motivate for a 24-hour podcast channel.
Yeah.
So if the numbers are good, then we can go to DSTV and say, hey, guys, look at the numbers. We need 24 hours.
Help us make TV great again.
Wow. Danko!
Yeah!
Yeah, man. Feel it. Yeah. It is here, man. And by the way, big shout out to DSTV, such a great company, big company, you know, for taking a chance on us, believing in us, small little Nyana podcasters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's happening. We're going to be officially on your TV screens from Monday, the 7th of April. Let's toast to making TV great again, Penduka.
Let's toast to TV being great again.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to say this. The revolution will be televised.
Ah, fire.
Anyway, Henda, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Soliano's here, Timbler's here, Coast Lady's here, Dudu's here, Shots is here, Tato's here, Neo's here, Fat Check is here, Simpy was here. Not forgetting our friend of the show, Khabani Muloyi.
Khabani Muloyi!
I had no idea you are Fabi Muloyi's brother, bro, and I worked with her for so long, bro.
Yeah, oh,
no,
shit!
No, that's. That she told me stories.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Ah, bro, you're crazy. It's too much, dog.
We had good times, man. I think we had white together, ne?
Yeah. But she only has positive things to say about you.
Ne?
Yeah, I know.
Likewise, man. Likewise, bro. Shout out. What's this thing that you got in front of you? What's
this, bro? Yes. So I recently got nominated for a Savannah Comics Choice Award. I just thought since I'm pulling up, let me, you know, just try and promote my thing because mine is it's an open vote. So anybody can vote for me. So all you got to do is SMS break 2 to 33622, and then that adds more votes for me to win. And you can vote like multiple times.
Vote. But you got stiff competition, bro. Who you nominated with? Let me check there.
Yeah, like, they set me up.
Damn, bro. Nah, man.
Let me see.
You're there for a reason. Surely you hold your own.
Yeah, no, I can. But those niggas hold, bro.
Okay, so this is nominees for Breakthrough Act of the Year Award, right?
At
the Savannah Comics Choice Award.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Callum Hitchcock. Who's that?
He's actually the guy. Callum Hitchcock is the guy that won Newcomers last year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So why is he still a newcomer?
Yeah, no. Breakthrough.
This is Breakthrough. This is like one step about newcomers.
Then we've got you.
Yes, sir.
And then we've got Kanyisa Jamjam.
Jamjam. Yeah, I follow Jamjam on Insta.
Yeah, I know. He's hilarious.
Damn. Big funny Xhosa guy.
Yeah.
Super hilarious.
Bro, I feel so old. I don't know any of these people. Bro.
Yeah.
And then we've got Linda Sibanda.
Linda Sibanda, also one of the homies. Also, he's getting more following and stuff. He does a soccer podcast as well now.
Oh,
but he's dope. I'm surprised you haven't heard about Jamjam though.
Is he on TV?
Okay, that's it.
Fuck the internet. Is he on TV? I mean, that nigga's all over the internet, but it's like, fuck the internet. What YouTube? Nah, nigga.
The reason why I'm saying that is because, like, even before I got into comedy, like, to be tapped into comedy, there was times where I would watch Max's thing, and you were still, like, you were interviewing comics that I had never heard of. Like, Loiso, Madinga, and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to
Madinga,
when
I was still learning about the industry, I was coming to you to check out the stuff.
Shout out to you, man.
I would think... But yeah, no. Shout out to all the other nominees.
We should invite Loiso Madinga. Actually.
Oh yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah. Dudu, reminder. Yeah, Madinga. Yeah,
I think he's overseas.
Oh
shit! So Dinga corn. It's fine. Go fetch the nigga. Come pay tax here.
Yeah. And then last but not least, it's Mbali Gudazi.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. She's pushing comedy in a weird way, bro. Like she's. The thing I like about comedy right now is people are weird. Like, no one is the same anymore.
Mm.
You'll see people that are like Chris Tucker next to people that are Dave Chappelle. No one does anything the same. So, she's dope.
How is she pushing it differently?
Bro, she's like, I don't know. She's like, she makes it cool to be a tough lady. She's tough.
He's
like,
core.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow,
nobody... She's like the most tiniest little person, but she has so much attitude. You wouldn't even believe that she's like soft, bro. She's just dope. And on stage, like that persona comes out even harder.
Wow.
Yeah, she's tough.
All right, guys, so there's only one place to start on today's show, man. Everybody's talking about Dr. Kaliwe. So a woman named Dr. Kaliwe has shared experience with an unemployed Nigerian husband whom she spoiled with German luxury cars, who later left her. Dr. Kaliwe was paying 15,000 rands a month for a Mercedes GLC, which he later crashed. And at the time, Dr. Kaliwe was reportedly driving a Kia. She then purchased another luxury car, paying 23,000 rands a month for it on behalf of her husband. In addition to handling most of the financial responsibilities, Dr. Kaliwe revealed that her husband provided little support and was physically abusive. When she finally refused to fund his lavish lifestyle any longer, he allegedly chose to leave. Your take on this, bro?
That nigga's dick game must be amazing.
Right,
to get two Mercedes, bro.
I'm a Benz. And I'm D-classes. Yeah. The one. D-class. D-class. Easy.
That's too much, bro. And I'm going on TikTok every day and then I just see men deserve less, men deserve less. And this nigga's convincing people to buy you Mercedes, bro.
Yeah, That's amazing.
That's insane.
What do you think, Bindu?
Hey, man, it happens, bro. I don't know why when it happens to women, there must be like you got scammed. A lot of men do it, you know what I mean? A lot of men buy girls things, cars, apartments, etc. And then either people someone you moon to or just leaves the girl, you know? I don't get it, man. It's like from Abokoko, Mapenshini to doctors. It's like, I don't know what the Nigerians are using because it's not even Nigerians. Kenyans are on that tip. Rwandans are on that tip. Wonke wonke nje. Ke hlela la South Africa, man. Ghosting, kwenzakalani ngani?
I like, we need to call women to order. Like, I always say, guys, you must love your man, Mara. He must love you more. You know, just balance it. You can't be the one who's overly loving and then, you don't get returns. This is the kind of issues. It's a sad thing that, okay, yes, they were married and given, you'll buy your husband a gift and you obviously want them to, you know, like you it's an exchange of love. Like, it's not like I'm just take. And this woman was the one who was providing for the family also. So
his family in Nigeria.
Their family. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. They are born his nine.
No, she's a doctor and like apparently the guy was a businessman.
I not a surgeon, because I'm operating.
Oh, no.
He must have been
on the highest level.
On the highest level, I'm operating and a proper businessman. She's the business plan.
A barber shop. I saw somewhere at a barber shop.
Yo.
Besides his dick game, do you guys think he was using Muti?
No.
Nah.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Nah, I don't think so, no, man.
The thing is, the first time she bought the car and he was involved in an accident and already they were going through like financial trouble. Mm. But then when she asked him and said, okay, now that we get another chance to buy you a car, can we please downgrade? The guy was like, no. Nah. I want something like, this is the kind of, I can't be embarrassed amongst my friends. Imagine.
Wow.
This is what he said. And he was like, he didn't flinch and said, we'd rather move to the, I think it's the village just to,
because
he just wouldn't want to just like get another car that's lower.
How long were they together?
They're married with kids.
No, but like for how long have they been married?
I'm sure. Do we have the exact dates?
In Nigerian years.
Because those are longer, yeah.
But I'm sure these are people who probably did.
But for me as a nigga, dog, I wouldn't feel right driving a car that's been bought by a woman.
Well, only
woman
you know. You.
You still get the respect.
Nah,
you still get the bitches. You still get the love when you're out there.
Nah,
you feel,
bro.
Don't you feel like, you feel like a parasite, bro?
Yeah.
Like, as a, like, look, not to put generals on everybody, but you're supposed to do more for your, like, your people, bro. That's just as a gen. Don't you just feel guilty when you're actually just taking from your hand all the time?
Dude.
Yeah, no, but what if she just buys you a gift? Like, she bought you as a birthday gift.
But he was demanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The only way I'd be able to do it if I know I've got a wife back in Nigeria. And yeah, it's my hustle. It's my plan. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the guys will find they've got wives back at home.
Of course.
And they come here and act like, you know, it all is good. Either use South African women, either for papers or just to exploit them.
Yeah.
At least there's some who genuinely date South African women and will make their own money. But a lot of them, South African women, are the business plan.
So are we saying that South Africans are not capable of this, what this guy did?
they are capable.
Keep him alone, you know, at it's for business, or he needs the car for business, and then he goes.
Woman
and
paying rocks. Lobola, yeah. Secretly. Kanti, the money that he's paying for Lobola, it's actually the money you gave him.
Yeah, very that's common, what happens. Bro.
Has a woman ever bought you anything?
You know what? Yeah, they have.
What?
They have. Actually, not. I'm lying. Do you know how badly? Like, wait, now you're making me think.
Like nothing on Valentine's, nothing. A watch.
No, I got stuff on Valentine's. It was more like sentimental stuff, like artsy stuff. So most of the people that I'd be dating are creatives. So they make stuff.
Like, that is beautiful.
And I prefer that rather than like going to buy stuff.
Yeah. What did you get this year for Valentine's?
This year I got. So my partner makes music. So then made a song, made some poems, like pretty shit.
Can we hear it?
Wait, that's your Valentine's thing?
Yeah, that was my Valentine's.
Can we please hear it? Oh, that's beautiful, man. Come on, man. That's beautiful. Man, come on. A song, dog. They composed a song, bro. They composed a song. That's beautiful.
Why are you this person, dog?
Hey, man.
That thing made me feel loud, bro.
Oh, they composed a song.
Let's hear the song, dog. Is it a
night season? I don't know. Actually, they have one song on Spotify that you can check out. It's called Stuck.
Stuck?
Yeah.
By who?
By Larry Martin.
So that's the song she did for you?
Yeah.
Larry Martin.
So Larry Martin.
She's Larry Martin.
They're Larry Martin. It's non-binary, them, all of those things.
Oh, they're a band. That is non-binary.
No, it's just one individual non-binary.
Oh, she's them.
They are them.
Oh, God, it can't be she, right?
Yeah.
They are them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, how does that work when you're dating someone like that?
Yeah, when you walk with them. Like, how does it, like, is it an orgy now when you have sex with them? It's like,
nah,
it's like every time. It's like, nah, you know, it's 3 rounds.
No.
Not all of us are satisfied. That's the word, man.
Nah, bro. It's so weird because, like, when I introduce people a lot of the time to, like, my partner and I say it's they, them instead of she, her, immediately as soon as you start explaining these kind of things, people are like, nah, bro, you're just gay. Like, immediately, that's the automatic conclusion.
They say, you're gay?
I'm gay.
But why would you be gay?
Because as soon as you hear that your partner isn't a she or a her, immediately people are like, nah, this nigga likes dick. Immediately, that's where people veer off. But then it's that thing of, like, nah, it's just they don't go under the gender norms of male and female. They're just non-binary.
But they don't go under the knife.
How does that...
No.
How does that conversation happen, bro? Like, who starts it? Does she... Do they...
I ain't gonna be mad at you, bro.
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Yeah,
for myself, man, like, it was hard to get used to, but it's like you get used to it.
Mm.
Especially if you're like in those communities. Like I said, I'm like very in artsy spaces. So the more you're in those spaces, the more you start meeting theys and thems and all of that. And you're okay, I can get used to it.
So it happened before you were with her.
Way
you
before.
Met them. When they'd multiplied.
Man, he's struggling.
And I'm trying to be so politically correct.
My little
mind is, you know.
So are we divided?
I'm learning though. I'm learning. And teach me, you know.
No, it's all good. So your question is, yeah, no. So they were non-binary way before I met them.
Aha.
And I was like, then I was just like, yo, you're cool. And then
me, right, with my lady, we have, like, she's straight or she's binary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm binary.
Yeah, yeah.
We have heterosexual sex,
okay.
Right? So does it affect the sex
that
you guys have when somebody else is non-binary?
No. It's like.
She's a female, right?
Okay.
She got a pussy.
Physically,
right?
Yeah. I think that's what you're asking.
These are the weird questions. That's where it gets weird, bro. That's where it gets weird.
Okay, she was, before she found out she was non-binary, what did she identify as?
Before they understood, like, the classifications of non-binary and all that, I think it was female. You know, I think, because, you know, also one of those things is like, I didn't ask that many questions.
Yeah.
When you find somebody that you fuck with, you don't ask that many questions.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
that's
like,
true.
It's not a big problem. I call you they, them, and I don't treat you like.
Yeah, it's like if you find someone is vendor, you don't ask, like, what kind of vendor are you? Like,
yeah.
What do we do?
Exactly.
No.
Hey,
gonna find out.
You ask what kind of vendor are you?
No. Where are you from? Where do you grow up and stuff, you know?
Okay, got you.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, anyway, moving right along. We're speaking about foreign nationals, right?
Yes.
I saw this quite interesting. I don't know if you guys want to talk about this, but Checkers has recently been criticized for its alleged bias in hiring foreign nationals rather than locals for its 60-60 delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
This claim has led to related concern about the driving qualifications of the individuals working for 60-60, many of whom may not actually be eligible to ride a motorbike in SA. Mm-hmm. A Twitter account called Gulam MMV, recently accused Checkers of using skewed hiring practices that favor foreigners over locals. Gulam has gained a reputation for the accuracy of sensitive information it publishes relating to South African politics and business practices, according to My Bro Brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So according to this account, it's alleged that 9,900 of the 9,987 jobs created by Checkers 60-60 are filled by foreigners,
dang,
which works out to be 99.1% of the total workforce, right?
Mm-hmm.
It must be clarified that ShopRite, which is Checkers' parent company, outsources all the platform's logistics to its partner Pingo, which is a joint venture between ShopRite and RTT Logistics. Under South African labor law, the Department of Home Affairs is authorized to issue special permits on foreign employment for certain companies which require critical skills that might not be easy to come by among locals. Your take, Pinduka?
Hold on. So because they're working for Checkers and this other company, they get permits? There's a part I missed there that I need clarity on.
Must I read the permits again?
Yeah, or like the labor stuff.
Under South African labor law,
yes,
the Department of Home Affairs is authorized to issue special permits on foreign employment for certain companies which require critical skills that might not be easy to come by among locals.
Come on, locals can ride bikes.
Yeah.
But can I be honest? I don't know, man. Because I remember Rosebank Checkers. A guy stopped me and he's a chiller. Didn't I probably mentioned this on the podcast before. And he was like, "Yo, Saul, man, you're a podcast, South Africans, good. There's opportunities here in NU that can be made." He was South African. He took up the opportunity. So I don't know whether South Africans being turned away or foreigners are being favored.
I'm sure South Africans are being turned away.
You reckon? I mean,
for sure. Because then the thing is, when it's foreign people coming in, it's so easy to exploit them because easily you're just like, "Where are your papers?" And then they're gonna
which one is that? Where are your papers?
Where are your papers?
Bro, which is just ask, "Where are your papers?" Like, "Where are your papers, bro?" And then
documents.
As soon as you ask those kind of questions, then they're like, "Okay, whatever you're willing to pay us, we'll take it." And it's so easy to exploit them at that point. So that's why it's cheap. It's so much cheaper labor, bro.
But remember, on this one, well, they sort of, I don't know, okay, there's a, an, I want to say they work for themselves because they,
yes,
it's determined on how many
is
trips
like
they're
Uber?
Making.
But
right? They only the pay Uber rent, is. Though, to the bike owner.
Yes. They rent out bikes.
And then they essentially work for themselves.
They work for themselves.
But isn't the only reason that they were able to like apply to work in the first place was because Checker 6060 helped them to get those permits?
But also, guys, we can't ignore the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And the truth is, some of our people feel like some jobs are lesser than them and wouldn't want to do them.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true. That's true.
Like, I don't know any South African who would like, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ride a bike at Checkers 60. Especially from Ekasi.
Because they call it Ovela.
No, I just think the returns, apart from the Velapi thing, the returns are small. You know, you got to toil away and work very hard to see small returns. But those small returns are better than nothing. They pay, like if you go home with a grand a day or $600 a day, yo, guess what? When you're unemployed, you don't get 600 rand a day.
Weren't they saying the guys with Uber Eats, like because of the so many trips and the demand, they were making a lot of money? Remember we spoke to a guy who was like, they were earning what? I think it was 10K.
Mm.
Don't you remember that conversation?
In a week.
No, not a week, a month.
Probably a
month.
Yeah, that's way better than a lot of people will work like 9-12 hours a day sometimes just to earn like 5-6,000 rands. That's something.
You had your thing?
Just to clarify with Ghost Lady, the Checkers 60 drivers get a certain sum of money, like a salary, then they get commission depending on their deliveries.
So it's not the same.
Yes, so it's not the same as with an Uber driver where you make your own money.
So they are employed, basically.
I mean, amongst all of us here, do you know anyone who's probably applied for this job or would be willing to do a job like this?
I don't know anyone who does.
I don't know anyone personally.
I know like friends of mine that are Uber drivers, not Chica 6060.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a thing with South Africans like, I'm not doing that.
There are a lot of South Africans, though, that do drive Ubers. I don't know, man. I've never, like, met one and spoken to people. There's the common notion, idea, that some South Africans don't want certain jobs. They're beneath them. Yet, though, I remember seeing a very long queue. Cartrack were hiring. A mate of mine saw a super long queue earlier on this month in Al Road at a factory, and people were queuing up for jobs. So I don't know if that's true, man, these days, you know? Young people do try and get the opportunity. But the question will still be, how come I don't see a lot of them with the Uber Eats and the Chica 6060 riding
bikes? I'm telling you, it's definitely the companies, bro. If they have a reason to pay people less, they will always go that
option. Oh, yeah, that's always true.
Somebody who doesn't have the documents.
Yes, bro.
It's what we see with, like, waiters and stuff.
1,000%, bro.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Damn, have you done any of those weird jobs, bro?
I was a call center agent for, like, a week.
For a week, bro,
that thing killed my soul, bro. Because then the thing is, so we had to get medical information from Americans. So Americans don't want to bother learning names like Khabani or whatever. And my name was Clarence. Like they gave me a name.
Clarence.
So as soon as I did my first call, I was like, I can't do this
just
shit.
Say that.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Clarence. I'm here to get your medical information from paramedics. I was just like, nah, I'm out, bro.
This ain't worth
it. I can't do it. So I told them I had COVID.
Yeah.
And then the next week, I just never showed up. So
what about your sister? Did she ever do? Because she had it soft, man. She went from kids' TV straight to radio.
Yeah, she wouldn't have done call center.
You know something that my sister did do was, they were the announcer at a gambling thing. Where's the one in Four Ways?
Monte Casino.
They were the announcer. Like when people like win cars and stuff, they used to do
Bobby
that.
Used to do that?
Yeah.
No, that was a campaign, man. That was a campaign, not Bobby, man.
No, but I know those guys. They even did like macro and stuff, right?
So yeah, that's what she used to do.
Was this when she was in high school? Clearly not. Like
yeah, it was between like KTV days and just before she went to radio.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
All right. Before we get to Ghost Lady, man, make sure you elevate your betting game with EasyBet.co.za, the site with the biggest bonuses in South Africa. Dive into a world where sports, slots, and casino games come alive. You'll get a huge head start at EasyBet with their 50 rand sign up bonus. No deposit required. And here's the real game changer. Your first deposit gets a massive 150% matchup of up to 1,000 rands. What about if your team lets you down? EasyBet throws you a lifeline with up to 15% cash back on your losing bets. Where else do you get that? Ready, set, bet. Rush to EasyBet and use the promo code MACG50 for your 50 rand welcome bonus. EasyBet Group Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know where to stop. Ghost Lady, what you got for us?
Yo, there was a video of Tito Mboweni's aside.
Welele.
Girlfriend, you know, who came out and just shared how they met.
Mm.
Do you have the voice note of that?
Oh, yeah, should we play
please,
that?
Let's play. It's quite interesting.
For real.
So this is the side, yeah?
Okay,
let's hear it.
They're out here on the DMs.
Kikra inboxi. Aye. Facebook ya notifya hore ke birthday ya Tito Mboweni. People Tito Mboweni kana go tsa hae na ke so tlhalefe, but the name Tito Mboweni, we all know it's heavy, it's like Patrice Motsepe. O khona re o sa itsipila hore what is what, mara you have an idea hore Patrice Motsepe is heavyweight. Tito Mboweni is heavyweight. You understand? Ya notifya hore ke birthday ya Tito Mboweni. Re di friends go Facebook bia. Who is or that age you add people live under the age you. Algorithm social media is very strong, and that time next I understand. So it means it was going that direction. Plus, Facebook I can get dress ya something. It was going that direction. So you have to be careful of the pages I have. How Winterfell social gubeta on Saturday gelegate let them ma gozumel. Sounds or something when not a one of all. Algorithm your friends you may know. On Saturday Petrus Mozay. And I learned to say, but so I'm confident you may know what to fail. Hi, happy birthday inbox. I reply, Irish, Marie the pity. I don't have a cake.
Yo.
Yeah? Cake. Karanga bom put is an advance and I get all he says I owe. I read numbers I was off.
Yo.
Yeah?
Yo.
Clean nagam of attack. Yeah? Kishata leaves don't bow in.
Yo.
Hey! Tito Boy is shasha!
I don't have a cake. Yo,
no, but this is fucked up. No one can fact check this. It's not like you can say no, yes, or, you know.
That is true, though.
That's also true.
Without the receipts, for me to lie.
Because apparently there was they had to sign an NDA. So I think now maybe for the fact that he's no longer, that's why she's talking.
Yeah, that's so messed up, bro.
Because obviously this is from way back. She's saying how they met and how they were got together. Now I was just shocked at they don't bow any. This is how you can access these politicians: DMJ, Facebook, easily.
DMs. It's cooking there in the DMs. You're saying it's fucked up, what?
Nah, bro. Like, imagine you've been dead, bro, for like it hasn't even been a year.
Nah, not even.
It hasn't been a year,
nah,
bro. And months. Then people are already coming out claiming that they used to fuck with them. Like,
damn, when you
just
put
some,
it like that.
Bro, some orange lady on TikTok is just telling people. Nah, bro, that's fucked up, bro.
She is orange, bro.
If you saw her in a like pumpkin patch, bro, you wouldn't question anything. You'd be like, ah, oh, she belongs here. Listen. Bro, and like, I'm actually gonna shit on people for this, bro. Like, whenever people die, now people feel like, oh yeah, now we can talk about them freely.
Yeah.
And I always just, like, I find that thing so gross, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, even now in the comedy community, Ebenezer Dibekwane passed away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's so weird how people are like, oh no, he was my best friend. Oh, we were the. And I'm like, weren't you talking shit about him last week, bro? Like, so I hate the fact that people can just switch up as soon as you pass away.
That's always the case, though.
Yeah,
bro.
It's always, bro.
That's why they say you must live your life to the fullest, because when you die, everyone's going to say good things about you anyway.
Whack.
You know what I mean?
Hello, whack. I used to be his neighbor. Tito Mboweni.
No way!
Damn, bro!
When I still wanted to be a rapper, I used to say I live above the money, because I was like the floor over him. And
then, like, oh shit, it was in an apartment.
Yeah, it was an apartment.
But
it was,
Tito Mboweni.
Yeah, it was like the secret Ara apartment. That's where he met the orange ladies. And stuff.
This nigga, he hasn't even passed a year and you're already talking about him. This nigga.
You didn't make you sign the NDA. NDA, everyone in the building.
Hey man, I'm a hypocrite, bro.
But she sounds like she's from Kingwana Pitori,
right? Yeah, she's a Pitori.
Yeah, yeah, she sounds. Yeah. Is that Pitori or? I got confused. Pitori, li Spedi, like Limpopo. Pitori.
It's Pitori
you're here.
Oh, it's Pitori.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the accent is kind of sexy, man. The Pitori thing. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Singela.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Can someone speak Pitori, Nyana?
Neo, the king.
Why you did I do?
Neo the king. Neo the king. Somebody turn on Mac. Neo. Sounds sexy for Mac. None of the guys would do it when Mac says it sounds sexy. They're like, why am I just so sure? It's just a cookie cake for Mac. Come on, guys. Let's hear the Pretoria accent.
You don't like the Pretoria accent, huh?
No, I don't like it. I can't hear it. I don't understand what they're saying. But
that's
it sounds
what makes
okay.
It sexy, dog.
It sounds very hood, man.
Like, yeah. Which age group of Pretoria accent? Because because you know, there's like, yeah, no, because now Pretoria people are all like going into the highest level type people, and then the old ones, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, he likes the old one.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, definitely.
Okay. The squealing one. What's the squealing thing, man? I don't get it.
Bro, it's just actually do you guys listen to the squealers?
I've heard of them. There's like,
yeah.
It's the new school quarry.
I know,
like,
Typhoon.
20 of them.
That's Typhoon sounds Java. I'm aware of that one.
Nah, they're dope. Like, I would implore everybody, if you get a chance, like, if you just listen to the whole of the squealers, you will like at least two of them niggas, bro. Like, everyone will like at least two of them, because they all have different sounds. Some of them sound more R&B-ish. Some of them sound more like old rap, like Mutsako type shit. And it's like, they're dope, bro. Like, I think everything they're doing is perfect, bro.
And what is Kwela, Kwe, you just like, throw it in there.
Kwela in the highest.
Yeah, dog. It's just the lingo.
The cool.
You just go to the highest. Bro.
I like keep the shades on, man. That's my favorite.
Yeah, you love that
one. Yeah, you gotta keep the shades on. Gotta keep the shades on. So who's fucking it up now in like hip hop? In your
can,
with the kids, yeah?
My favorite rapper right now is Kay Kid.
Who's that?
Kay Kid.
Kay Kid. Kay Kid. She just dropped the album. I think it's Bite the Bullet, but it's hella fire. She's like this new rapper that.
Wow.
I think she's been around. I just only recently discovered her, and I think she's the one, dude.
Never heard of her. I know Kane Kidd.
Yeah, he's also dope.
He's dope. Yeah, you're super dope.
Kay Kidd is dog. She's different.
She's from Joburg, or like where is she from?
Cape Town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's like Kidd. D Koala.
I don't know. Kay. I don't know. She's she's reminding me of just like when Nasty first came through.
Oh,
you know, with like the Hell Nah type sound. But it's a bit harder actually.
Nasty OG now.
You know, yeah, technically.
Damn, yeah, for real, bro.
Even Aries, Nasty and Aries, they like, there's a generation of people that look at them as Hoodmans now.
Hoodmans.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then what do they think of Book Hill then if Nasty is
ancestors. I'm joking. I'm fucking KO. AKA is actually an ancestor, but I fuck with Casper. Like all of them, they're still dope. Like they're still fighting.
Bro, I can't fathom like being 40 or close to 50 and still rapping, dog. It makes no sense to me, bro.
I wish more rappers would do that. Like I wish there were more like retired rappers. Like I want to hear a Jay-Z album so badly now because we've never seen that perspective. You know, the idea of rap being a young man's sport.
Yes.
But it's new. It's like one of the most newest genres. Like
50 years.
So like they're niggas that are the same age as rap, you know, that started with rap. And it's like, I want to hear an older man's perspective on rap now.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it cause people to say, you'd probably want material of when he was younger. So if he raps now, it will be like that criticism of, no, but he sounds old. He doesn't sound like how he was maybe 10 years ago. Won't that happen?
It can.
Credit to KO, though. He doesn't make it feel like that when you listen to his music. He's still in tune with, like, I don't know, maybe...
KO is still...
Saying KO's content is still young? Or are you saying he sounds like his age and he's doing it well?
I mean, you're...
Jay-Z sounds like his age.
I'm saying when I listen to KO's song, like the one he did with Maglera,
yes,
I don't feel like, oh, this is an old man rapping with a young man. Mm. It just sounds like a good song.
Yeah.
But you're going to adapt to your times. And like,
yeah,
the audience that you grew up with, also, no matter what, they're going to feel alienated. Because you can make that exact same sound that you used to make and they'll still complain. So you must introduce a new audience as well.
Okay.
So yeah, no, I think I would love to hear more older rappers doing their thing. Like an Andre 3000 album would be amazing now.
He released one.
Ah, but that
wasn't hip hop.
Rap.
He's doing 50-year-old shit. He's 50, guys.
Exactly, yeah, and that's the problem.
That's the problem. So then, like, what? A nigga's gonna say, like, when you hit 50, you must stop doing podcasting.
Why is that different?
We're here to stage.
Why is that different?
We're here to stage. Obviously, we're gonna lose a lot of people along the way, but like.
Bro. Like, see, that's why I also don't like it when
rap.
Even like when people say like rap is a young man's sport, or it's like, don't even consider it a sport. Why is everything black people do a competition or a sport, or like there's a retirement age or something? Like that shit, bro. You're literally a poet, bro. Like you can do that till the day you die.
Yeah,
that's one of the sickest things you can do. Even with comedy, there was a guy that went on stage and he had a drip when he went on stage.
Shit,
he was dying.
Oh, fuck. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Actually, let me know. Shandri told me that story.
Shandri told me that story.
And you know, Shandri tells stories. So, yeah.
But imagine you pick up your daughter from school after that, you're writing raps. Come on, man.
Yeah, but hopefully you haven't been like a bum ass rapper for the past 50 years.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, if you carved it work when you were 20, it will probably work when you're 50. You have a different perspective. If you were, like, you weren't doing well when you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, dog. Become a Checker 60-60 driver, bro. It's time, bro. Swallow your pride, my nigga.
Do you agree with him, Paduka?
No, no, I totally agree with him. I think if you're old and you still want to rap, you can rap. Obviously, you would have done things to set your life up comfortably. Because if you rely from it, you tend to be a bit desperate and then the art tends to suffer. But if you're 50 and you're going to rap about how you see the world at the age of 50, like how beautifully Jay-Z does it. And yes, not everybody's going to be a Jay-Z billionaire, you know, sitting that comfortable. But I would love to hear a rapper who's not trying to forcefully be young, but who's just showing his skill and saying something relevant for that age. That, I mean, market isn't fed enough in SA. Yeah.
His verse on God Did. Woo!
Crazy.
See what I mean? No 20-year-old can write that verse, bro. Forget it. Woo! That's just experience. Yeah.
My favorite Jay-Z.
Decadence.
My favorite Jay-Z album is his most recent one. It's 444.
Yeah.
So I think, dude, it's never too late, bro.
Nah, I got you, man. Ghost Lady, what else you got for us?
All right, Kanye West and Kim.
Speaking of rappers,
what's
going on with that?
They currently have such a huge conflict regarding their daughter North. She is featured in a song, yeah, P. Diddy. Imagine. And that song is called Lonely Road Still Go to Sunshine. So it starts with P. Diddy. It's like a call to prison and with him speaking. And North like raps afterwards, shortly into the. So obviously Kim is not happy with that and is very, it's a back and forth between the father, Kanye West. Like, how could you allow this thing? Yeah, so it's, as a parent myself, I think it's a bit, because yeah, she's also trying to protect the kid as
yeah,
well.
Why you gotta involve the daughter in this?
Kanye West is just weird these days, man. He's moving weirdly. I don't think any dad would allow their kid to. I mean, we saw Diddy hitting.
With Diddy.
I don't know all the other allegations and stuff, but we saw Diddy literally trampling and stamping and stomping on a defenseless woman who's like twice his size and age. You know, like, for me, I'd want my daughter to have nothing to do with somebody who's capable of doing that to a woman, especially a girl child.
Yeah, it's, this is just 11 year old.
Kanye's just been weird, man. Imagine. Like, he must keep that weird shit with him and his wife and how she dresses and whatnot, you know. But when it comes to the kids, be a bit more sensitive, because they still have their entire lives ahead of them.
Yeah,
you know, he's lived, he's made his own decisions, so he must keep the weird shit away from his kids and to his anti-Semitism and everything he's been doing, man.
Fat checker.
Weird.
Just to add context, the song is Kanye West's song. However, he is featuring P. Diddy and Northwest.
So he's brought Diddy and
the daughter.
And this is Diddy after he got arrested.
Recent song. Yes.
Nah, man, Kanye. I think Kanye's doing everything just for the sake of shock value.
Yeah.
At this point, I feel like it's just shock value and he's willing to put his daughter and the daughter's name in the line of fire just for the sake of this. I was talking about on the podcast and reactions.
Yeah, man, it's very distasteful.
It's,
that's fucked up, man. Like, dude, that's weirder, you know?
It's
like,
screaming, I want attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if you support Diddy, no problem. Like, we're not saying Diddy must be condemned, don't support him. If you support him as a grown man, put yourself in that position and support him loudly, but don't endorse, you know, don't be a Diddy endorsee or endorser along with your daughter.
You know
what I mean? Especially because
you're the
dad.
Because the child doesn't even know, doesn't understand like how deep this stuff is, like in terms of what he's done.
Shit, by the way, if you have a daughter or a son, what do we call the kid now?
What do you mean? Though? Like a...
Are they a boy or girl?
And
are they binary? Are they binary or not binary? I think that's
actually,
what
that's
he's asking.
A fair question.
Yeah.
Would you allow your child to grow up and decide who they want to be, or from the sex, you'll say, oh, okay, this is a boy or this is a girl.
Sure. No, so I just, like, whatever the country I'm living in at the time, if it's male, female, whatever, I'll go according to that. And then, man, honestly, I don't even want a kid.
Oh, what's up with you Gen Zs, bro? You guys don't want kids. Eh?
Why? Your kids are a lot.
Yeah, true.
How do you know that?
I've seen
don't
it.
Have one.
He's been a child. He was a lot.
I didn't even like myself when I was a kid, bro. Now I'm like bringing more kids into this world. Yeah. Like, bro, that's stressful, dude.
Wait, man. Please break it down for me. Why do you guys don't like kids, bro?
Bro, you know, okay, I can't speak for every single Gen Z.
Yeah.
But I've met a lot of Gen Zs who like kids. Fuck out of here.
Unless it's Kane Kid or Kane Kid. All the mother kids, fuck them.
Those
are the only kids that matter to the young ones, man.
To hell with these kids, man. You know what it is? I feel like there's a bit of, and I don't know what the word is, if it's existentialism, but there's like a, since we grew up on the internet, all you ever hear is like the world is ending.
Ah.
You know what I mean? The world is going worse. There's no jobs.
AI is coming.
Zimbabweans are taking the 60-60 jobs. There's no opportunities anymore. And then it's like, you're living in a world of so much hopelessness. Why would you want to bring more people into this world?
But it's always been like that. Imagine our parents during apartheid.
Yeah, we're at AIDS, dog. Like, like, dog.
They were bringing us to be hated by white people.
Yeah, dog.
They were like, no.
Our minister was saying,
let's give the white people more people, like more black people. Bruh, to hate.
Like that was shit was scary, dog. You don't even know a single AIDS campaign song.
Yeah.
We had so many of those things, man. Ministers telling us eat African potatoes. Niggas like beetroot, nigga. People are dying.
No, but it was
Zetri, Muntu, Awondo, someone who lose you weight. You guys have it good.
Nah, but that was because it was new. Like, it was this is a wild new thing. For us, it was like, the craziest shit was COVID.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, even then, it was like, yo, we're all gonna die, bro. Like, that's how, that was just the narrative everywhere. Just like, we're never gonna go outside again. People were getting used to, like, just being home. People don't even go out anymore. Like in my generation, people don't go out enough.
Mm.
And it's just like, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I understand the idea of just like, I think also because we grow up on the internet, we see it so much more. Because the thing is, you can turn the TV off, but people work online and stuff. Yeah. So then you're always just getting fed this information.
Mm-hmm.
It's just despair, despair, despair. Eventually you're just like, nah, bro.
But don't you think that's a disservice? Because if you look at life from a negative lens, you're not really living then, you know? Like imagine if I woke up every day, I'm like, oh shit, I might get in a car accident today. You know what I mean? Because cars...
So I'm going to drive.
Eh?
I'm not going to leave the house.
Yes.
I might just die.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a fair one.
Like, okay, when are you guys hopeful?
When are we hopeful?
Yeah.
Look, I'm a very hopeful person.
Yeah.
You know, so I do genuinely think, like, it's going to get better. It's just for now. Also, niggas are broke, bro.
For real.
Like, niggas are hella broke. So it's just like the idea
that's
of...
That's why then go work.
You want people to have kids when they're broke.
No, that's irresponsible.
Yeah, I know, dude. And I think, like, we've also been given more information. Actually, that's also another thing. A lot of the time, like, in more, like, people that are more educated, like, they have less kids. And people that are, like, more well-off just have less kids generally. And it's because you realize, like, having too many kids, it's not a necessary thing. There's social pressures as well about having kids. And it's like, we're not growing up in that time anymore. Like, there's no need to have a plethora of kids, bro. Just chill with that, dog.
Damn, bro. So crazy, man. So you don't want like a mini you running around?
Nah, fuck that nigga, bro. Fuck that little nigga, bro.
Nah, I feel like it'll change, man. You're so young. I think it might change.
Maybe. Like,
maybe, yeah.
There's no absolutes, but dog, if I have a kid by mistake, sharp, cool, I will. But like, yeah. Dude, no, dog. I just don't see myself.
Do you have any peers who have kids?
Gang.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No, there's still guys that like what I'm saying is not the narrative.
Yeah, of course,
everything.
Okay. Okay.
But it has gone down a lot.
Yeah,
it definitely has gone down a lot. Like even when I talked with my granny and I found out she had her first baby at like 20, and I'm just like, yo, I can't even. Damn, I was looking.
20 is old, bro.
Yeah.
Dog, but to me, that's like insane, bro. Like maybe 30s, you can start thinking about having kids.
Damn.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Third one or third one, chief.
You're winning, dog.
Can you imagine consulting to a new school sagoma and you're there, they're busy. Hey, you know we are quailing you at
home. Bro, one of my exes became a sangoma, dog.
Yeah,
oh,
scared the fuck out of me because the relationship didn't end well. So I was like, yo, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to feel something.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. I was like, either she... Ah, bro, that made me stop believing in that shit.
Come on, bro.
Nah.
So you've never consulted a sangoma or anything like
never.
That?
Yeah. Nah, never.
My surname is Mulo. But, I don't believe that shit. I'm sorry. I can't, bro. Because then also I'm like, bro, if you got like the ancestors and all these spirits and shit on your side, bro, like why are you in this weird ass little hut?
Yeah.
Like you can be in a mansion.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you can see the future and. and you haven't decided to like cheat codes anything for this.
Yeah, true.
You're
though.
Just suffering. No way. Nah.
True though.
Nah.
Hence the Google Ma win also. You're still threatening. Yeah. You already have the powers. Why threaten?
Shaya.
Penduka, anything that caught your attention?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I'm worried, man. Rea Kopane, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember?
Every essay music, every podcast.
Yes. So I see a tweet, but not in response to a tweet. I see a tweet. Someone is like, hey, man, there's now... What Mapona or whatever, you know?
No way.
And then, and then Bonang's like, yeah, I want all my money. Apparently, he does OnlyFans.
No ways.
I swear to God. And someone said he deleted clips from his page. Then I saw him clapping palms. No, for real. Hey, yo, bro. No, I don't think it's a secret. Like, no, it's even on his page. Like, yeah. So I don't know whether it's tied to the Bonang thing. Look, I don't judge people who do. In fact, I got a huge respect for porn stars to do something that we all would prefer doing behind closed doors and doing it and putting it out there for everybody to see, judge, critique, witness, and still walk tall out there. That takes a lot of courage.
So you saw one of his videos?
Yeah. I did.
Was he performing? How would you rate him out of 10?
Nah, he was clapping. He was clapping. You don't have his numbers?
No, don't.
Oh, man, I'd really like to call him and just talk to him.
I only
about
have
that.
The other guy.
Steve.
Steve, yes.
Yeah, call Steve. Let's get his numbers.
Are you the type of gent that comments in porn?
No. Actually, I'm always curious to see the comments, but I never comment.
So you read
porn comments are the funniest thing ever. Yeah. Guys will complain about condoms, complain about other things, and then some will hook up with one another there. But nah, I don't comment. Nah. I never really do.
Nah.
Steve's clapping beats, bro. He's in the music. He's doing piano.
Nah, Hopan is clapping them rears, bro. Them rear ends. He's clapping them rears, dog. Yeah. But I saw that. I was like, wow, what a switch, man, from podcasting to... OnlyFans.
Hey, bro, everybody needs a side hustle these days. Bro.
Yeah. So I don't know whether it even has, he's always wanted to do that, or it's got something to do with the Bonang situation, or maybe he's been always and now he's monetizing it, you know?
Yeah, let's call Steve in. But he doesn't have your numbers in Pure. Let's see if he'll answer. Well, it's ringing, but it's not on the
It's
thing.
Not saying ringing.
Yo, Steve. Hey, Poison. Good, man. Listen, you're live on Podcast and Chill. Soul is here. Ghost Lady's here.
Somebody's
here.
Yo, guys are good.
Good, man. Listen, dog, we hear Rhea is a porn star now. Is that true, bro?
Yo, man. I'll say from what I've seen, because we didn't, like, have a conversation directly about it, I had to find out, like, everyone else, you know.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I see that he's, like, into the OnlyFans stuff, you know.
That's crazy. Is this to pay Bonang's bill?
You. Nah. And you heard it from Rhea himself. He says she's never going to get a cent from him. So I think he's sticking to that. He's never, like, folded on that perspective, you know. Because even when... it was happening. He was about that. Even when I was speaking to him, he has planned it, like, on how he's gonna do things, so she doesn't get a cent from him, or from her rather. But like, I saw everyone saying that and like making about that. I do not think he's doing that, because he's always shown, like, Ray is an interesting guy. Like, he always shown like interesting stuff that a normal person wouldn't like think about, because he was. I remember, I don't know if you, like, Cecil has told you, like, his story behind, like, the adult world and, you know. Like,
Cecil?
Cecil on, like, the other...
Piano Pulse.
And him and Rhea basically had a conversation after that, because we spoke about it on the pod, but they had a separate conversation and they were still going on about it, like, how does it work and stuff like that. And already there, I saw signs of, like, yo.
Oh, can you send us his number, bro? WhatsApp me his number so we can call him, bro.
So can you hear it from the horse's mouth?
From Rhea's mouth. I mean, WhatsApp me his number. But hey, bro,
Before you go, bro, the music thing, how's it going, man? I see you cooking there in studio. You've been cooking for like 2 years now. When are you releasing, Chief?
I've been releasing, bro. Like, literally, like, we've had like a bang of a song, Abafani Babu, which dropped in December.
Nice, dog. Nice, dog.
Yeah, it's been going well. So far, so good, you know. But you, on the other hand, you've been like, yo, let's do a session. And then, you know, Gary.
I've retired, my man. I've retired from music, man.
Retired from music.
Okay, now I'm going to send you his number, but shout out for calling me.
All right, cool. One love, my dog. Away, away. Okay, wow.
Yeah,
I heard about this last week or two weeks ago, and I asked Fact Checker to check if it's true, and she was like, nah, it's not true.
Fact Checker. Yeah?
But let's wait for his number.
I saw the video.
Jeez.
Wow.
Fact Check, almost. You must get to the bottom of things.
Sfiso was the influencer.
Like a truly fan person.
Sfiso was the influencer.
Yeah.
Sfiso. No, but it sounds like he's always been interested in the porn world and probably had his own porn unpublished, like a lot of people. Now he just decided to publish it and make something from it, I guess.
What a life. From podcaster to...
Pornstar,
bro. Yeah, man.
All right. While we wait for his number, what caught your attention this week, bro?
South African sensation. Like, he's one of the under 20 sensation. Excellent. Walaza is making waves in the world of athletics. Walaza clocked a personal best of 9.99 seconds to win men's 100 meter at the AGN Championship in Pretoria.
Oh, dope.
At the age of 19. Shout out.
Yeah, that's the kid who was in high school during the Olympics when we won what, silver or bronze with the relay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one who people were thinking, where is he going to be going to? And then he said he's going to study at TUT because he doesn't want to leave his coach. Very funny action, like running action.
Yeah. Why did that catch your attention?
Bro, because I just feel like in terms of sports, people aren't talking about South African sports outside of obviously rugby and stuff. Like, generally, people don't talk about like the athletics, the sports that aren't doing as well as the major ones, the crickets and the rugby. And I just thought, no, we should shine a light on that thing, put some positivity on that thing. Because he's like, I think he's going to be the like world's fastest man at the next Olympics, bro. The way how the trajectory he's going, bro.
There is a kid from Botswana.
Okay.
Let's see.
But you did you see like the last Olympics and like they were so close, bro.
Yeah.
Like everyone came.
So
close.
They ran against each other.
It was him, Noah Lyles, I think, I think Noah Lyles won, but like by an inch, bro. Mm. So I'm just like, bro, if they keep this up, bro, I just sending positivity to that guy, bro.
What sports did you do in school, bro?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Oh yeah, you're a lanky tall dude. Yeah, it makes sense.
I sucked though. I'm an honest man, bro. I sucked at that thing. But it was dope. It was dope.
Yeah, man.
Yourself?
I did everything, bro. What didn't I do?
Nothing.
Yo, hockey, I was there.
Oh, come on.
Cricket, I was there.
One session they gave him stick and he never came back. Hockey, what position in hockey, man?
Bro, that was a long time ago. Come on now. I'll bring the receipts. Never won yasa boys.
What position? If you play cricket, you'd know what position were you fielding.
I did swimming, athletics.
What kind of style in swimming do you do? You did?
All of them. Breaststroke.
Butterfly.
Drowning.
Drowning. Nobody can swim. Matt can swim.
No, for us it was compulsory. Every term you had to do a sport.
For real?
Yeah.
You went to a private school?
No, it was semi-private.
Okay.
So like first term you had to do either cricket or hockey. And then swimming or soccer, rugby. Rugby is the only one I did once.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
That was crazy.
Yeah, you're not built for rugby. Oh, God, you didn't try.
chess.
Yeah.
House plays. Do you guys remember house plays?
House plays?
What? Dramatization, like acting.
House plays, right? But see, I don't want to see no house play. That's like who mama. No, who mama. Who mama. Who sees you? Who mama? Kamala, who sees you? Who mama? Who mama? Yeah, we did that a lot. In the hood.
Kasi games.
Khabani, before you leave, man, where can people check you out? And once again, where must people SMS, man? We're going to bring it home, man.
All right, cool, for sure.
And in the thank you speech, you must thank the chillers, ne?
Yeah,
definitely. Sure. They'll make you take it home. Bring it home.
Okay, cool. So to find me, I'm on two podcasts, actually.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
One with my sister.
Whoa. She's podcasting now.
Yeah, she's podcasting now. I know, we got dog. You saw the light before a lot of us.
What's the name?
It's called It's a Brother and a Sister. So it's me and my sister. We just talk about current affairs and stuff.
Bro, I love Bobby Molloy so much. You know, my first... Sorry to cut you off. No, sorry, man. My first demo I did was with Bobby.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. At YFM, bro.
Wow, shout out, man.
First ever demo I did, man.
Was with her?
Yeah.
As in, you guys were both trying to get into radio.
No, no. She was doing breakfast at Y at the time. So I was chilling with Jaws. And we're using Studio B at YFM.
Yeah.
So I didn't work there. I was just chilling with Jaws. And I was like, yo, Jaws, please help me do a demo.
Yeah.
So he's like, pull through. So I pulled through. And while I was there, she happened to be there.
Wow.
So I interviewed her on my demo.
Oh, wow.
I'll try to find it, actually.
Shout out. Done it at a time.
Yes.
Wow, shout out to Bobby.
If you find that, please send that to me, bro.
They still didn't hire me, but it's fine.
Wow, man. Shout out, Bobby. You've always been supporting niggas, man. Shout out, man.
Wow. That's okay. What must I say to that?
What's the other podcast? Yeah.
Shame, no.
How you finding the podcasting game, man? It's nice, right?
It's new, bro. Like, it's weird because my sister comes from a very radio background.
Yeah. She's a broadcaster. Like.
Yeah, legendary.
So she's like, and also she has a brand already, like established. So because I'm getting in there, like, and also because I'm a comedian, I just feel like, bro, I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
But then, and so there's always that like duality of like, hey, man. She's the one that pays the bills.
Mm.
So I'm always just like in that weird duality, but it works perfectly because like we're very close. Mm. Like literally, we live together.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, for real.
Yeah. I'm the only man she's supporting. All those other funny rumors. Bro, but also these sources sometimes, bro, like, ask yourself where these things coming from. It's from people that just already didn't fuck with it.
It's
just hateful speech, bro.
Oh, shit.
But,
and it's been like that for her. She's been in the game
for a while. And she's good at what she does.
Bro, people used to comment on her weight on magazines when she was like, yeah, when she was still on KTV.
Oh, she was banging, bro.
Man. Yeah.
Oh, she was hot, man. Yeah. She could get it, yeah?
Damn, man. I didn't have KTV, man.
I went...
We know I was P-Way, but Mandy suck. Clear.
I wish I knew how you guys...
CC. Yeah, those
It's so
people.
Crazy. Clear has a kid now, bro, and the kid is so old.
Mandy's got like a few. Yeah, bro, it's so crazy.
I wish I knew how you guys' sisters look, so I can also make comments.
No sisters.
Nah, no sisters, man. Yeah. Sorry, dog. No sisters. But we're not commenting on a look, Bobby's amazing.
But yes, you can catch me on It's a Brother and a Sister with obviously my sister Bobby Molloy. And then I'm also on this other new podcast called Random Guys.
Okay.
It's with Jerry McSpanky. He was also a part of the Tabiso Mhlongo's comedy wish.
Oh, yes.
I think he was like the guy just before me.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's a different kind of genius.
Wow.
So yeah, you guys can catch me over there. And then to just help me out, because I would really like to win this award.
Listen,
please.
Man, don't be humble, man. Don't be humble. Do it again, man. Tell them why you got to win it. Don't be humble, man.
Own it, dog.
Come on. 3, 2, 1.
I need to win this award because, it's time, bro. It's time. Like, I put in my hours. Not that people owe me anything, but damn, dude. I love this game so much. And I just love to have something to show for it, you know? Just also for my mom, bro.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you drop out of school, so there's no degree.
You dropped out of school?
Yeah, bro. I dropped out of tertiary. Not high school. But, like, you know, it's that thing of, like, if you can't come home, with a degree of some sort. It's just nice to just have that thing, you know, that something to just prove like, hey, it's working out. So yeah, no, I just want to win it kind of for my mom, maybe.
It's always crazy as a creative. You always get to that point where you have to choose between school or like following your passion.
Yeah.
And it's always weird, man.
Luckily for me, I come from a very artistic background.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they understand.
Yeah. they get it. So even my mom was in, she was an actor back in the day. She was a presenter. My uncle, my grandfather was in King Kong. The old play, yeah.
Whoa, bro.
Yeah. So I'm come from all of that artistic space, bro. So yeah.
Any shows that you got coming up?
I don't have any big shows coming up right now, but you guys can catch me every Tuesday at Kitcheners.
Didn't they close it?
They opened it up again.
Oh, for real? Kitcheners, which one? Go on.
Actually,
the oldest club, like in fucking spot. It was old Kitcheners.
Melville.
No. Bramfontein, the one that looks like outside of Westerns. Old.
Yeah,
English
I thought it closed, though.
No.
It
closed for a while. They're under new management.
Ah.
So it's like there's new white
people. Yo, bro, I haven't been to Bram in years, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I think the last time in Bram, it was when we were getting votes.
Yeah.
The signatures.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Why are you guys getting votes?
Don't worry, man. It's a part we want to forget about, you know. Trauma has suppressed the memories in Mac's head. It's the trauma. It suppressed the memories. Hidden away.
But yeah, to see, it's whenever you guys want to see like new and emerging talent, come through to Monday Night Comedy at Sixes. Because there's always like new guys on the block.
That's where, Melville.
Yeah, that's where a lot of people saw me, saw Jerry, saw a lot of people that are just like on the come up. That are like
comedy's on the come up, no?
Yeah, I hope so.
Is Sixes now the new like Cool Runnings? Because I know Cool Runnings was huge back in the days with comedy and open
John
mics. John Flissmus, open mics and stuff.
I guess you could call it. I never experienced Cool Runnings, so I don't know if it is the same. Yeah. But it's definitely
where's the home
special.
Of comedy now, like with up and comings, open mics.
Definitely, also check out like if you want like a proper prestigious show. Yeah. I would say come to Bioscope Sundays.
Bioscope by J something spot.
No, that's Artistry Sundays.
Oh, okay.
This one, Bioscope is Maboneng, yeah?
You know 44 Stanley?
Oh, 44 Stanley,
sounds
yeah.
Familiar?
Yes. Yeah, by Mill Park. That's a precinct. Mill Park Muse.
Yes.
Where there was a virgin and a pick and pay back in the day.
Yes.
Titi and Sean.
Yeah, Titi always doing something.
They're the ones that are the usual hosts over there. Yeah. So, and then there's always just like one or two new
How many kids do you think were killed in that spot? Just that area.
Hey!
Yo. Yo, you're too much sometimes.
Hey, Mill Park, yo!
Hey, Mill Park, man. Yo, stand, yo! Just stand. Nah, that place. Nah. If you know.
If you know, you know. Labori.
Lahori, I stayed there, you know?
Yeah.
But they say par. Sorry, man.
Yeah, no. I made a mistake with the Kitcheners one. It's not every Tuesday, it's every Wednesday now. So every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, come through.
And there's also Wednesdays that Dez and PD Jokes do. Where do they do it?
Oh, Cocoon. Yeah. Also check out that.
Cocoon, yo, shout out.
They're baddies that come through there.
Oh, for real?
Every Cocoon, time. For real?
Oh, you should have told us that, bro.
But no, people only come when they know baddies are there. So you must come, bro. You must see what I'm seeing. It's too much, bro.
Is this Cocoon in Santa?
Cocoon
in Santa. The old Taboo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cocoon, slur out.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. No. So definitely pull up to that one. That one's pretty fire.
No, wow. We are coming as a non-binary.
Non-binary.
He's
are coming. The he's are. Yeah, we're coming.
The he's are coming.
Okay. Yeah.
Shout out. But yes, one more time. Please SMS break 2 to 33622 to help me vote. And you guys can vote like multiple times by SMS.
Shout out.
Thank you.
Yeah, shout out.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Khabane Mulo.
Make some noise.
Bro, you must thank Neo. We didn't know you, bro, until Neo was like, this guy's going to come
for you,
through, man.
He was like, this guy's going to kill it, man. He's the one.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of yours, man. Take a picture with him, bro. Yeah. I know he's too scared to ask, but he's been smiling at you like a proud dad.
I got you, bro.
You know, the entire episode has been like, it's like, yeah.
We out here, man. Podcast in jail.
Peace.